Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
It's Monday morning, so we get a house call from Dr. Kevin Most, Chief Medical Officer at Northwestern Medicine Central DuPage Hospital. Good morning, Doc. Let's talk about what's happening here in Chicago. Cases on the rise, but COVID hospitalizations remaining low. Is that it?
Yeah, you know, that's probably the big story. You're hearing more about that we are seeing more and more cases, unfortunately. But, you know, that's kind of be expected with some of the mitigation we've had. But hospitalizations are at the lowest point they've been, you know, for over a year and a half. So really good news on that side.
Mm-hmm. Is it the XE variant now that we're keeping a close eye on? That's the new one?
Yeah, you know, everybody's going to start seeing, you know, the news of the new variants. And you have to remember that we have an XE. In order for us to have an XE, we started with an XA, an XB, an XC, an XD, but now we have the XE. And the XE is actually a combination of Omicron and BA2. And it's been found in the UK and kind of spreading there, as well as in India and Thailand. So we'll probably see some cases here, but again, does not appear, it seems to be more transmissible, but not as virulent. So kind of the expectation that we see as any virus changes, it wants to be able to survive. And in order for it to survive, its host has to be out walking around and spreading the illness.
Do you and your colleagues basically agree with what Dr. Fauci said yesterday, that this is not going to be eradicated or eliminated?
Yep, I think 100%. And, you know, we've talked about this, you know, over probably the last year a couple times, saying, is this going to be here forever? And is it going to end up being very similar to what we do for flu shots? What's the most common Omicron COVID variant going around? And we're going to put that into, hopefully, an annual flu shot, if not one that you're going to need, you know, twice or three times a year.
Now, because so many people are testing at home, don't you think there's a pretty good possibility that the number of cases being reported is really lower than what it actually is?
100%. 100%, and really we can't even go with reported cases right now, because what's often happening is the individuals will test at home, find out they're positive, and then they may go for a confirmatory test. But for the most part, people are going to accept those results, and those will never be tracked. Those will never be counted, nor will the negative tests. So we really can't get a good, accurate percentage anymore of who's out there and who's positive. And we really have to go with what's the strain on the health system as our barometer.
Here's a factoid that I'm confused about. I've heard that mixing vaccines is a good thing. So does this mean for the booster now, if you had Pfizer, you should get Moderna and vice versa?
100%. So the studies have shown that if you went Pfizer, 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 the next one you should get is Moderna. Reason being is that we have to remember this vaccine is based on the original COVID virus, and we've had mutations since then. The vaccines, although very similar, attack different parts of that spike protein. So getting a kind of a cocktail of these is a very good idea, and that's what the studies have shown. Now, that being said, you're only gaining a couple percentage points, but you know, if you had the odds and you could gain 5 percentage points, you certainly would take it. So that's really the recommendation now, is if you've had Pfizer, all Pfizers, get a Moderna. If you've had all Modernas, get a Pfizer.
And what's the latest on kids and COVID and the vaccine?
Yeah, you know, the initial results of the vaccine trial in kids was not all that encouraging, and that's why they went to continue with an additional shot. That data should be out any day now. Matter of fact, kind of surprised it didn't come out last week. Now, that being said, it will be very interesting to see what happens, because we're coming out of school. We'll all be done, you know, we'll be done with school shortly. The vaccination rates for children across this country are extremely low. About a third have been vaccinated. So it'll be very interesting to see what parents do with these younger kids. Pediatricians are going to encourage it, but certainly it's going to be the parents' choice.
Northwestern Medicine's Dr. Kevin Most with us, as he is at this time every Monday morning. And before we move on to this fish we need to avoid, a couple more quick things on COVID. Doc, I know you say that if you've been fully vaccinated and had a case of Omicron, you may want to wait a while for the booster. But how do you know it's Omicron and not Delta?
Yeah, even if it was Omicron or Delta, you know, individuals that have been fully boosted and then had a breakthrough case, that breakthrough case actually acts as another vaccine.
Oh.
So the body will see that and use it to build antibodies as well. So individuals who had a recent infection and are fully boosted, and you say, gosh, I don't know what I want to do, you could probably wait a little bit. That being said, if you're over 65, immunocompromised, living in a home situation where you need to be protective of others, go ahead and get that. But if you're young and healthy and in a good home environment and you had the infection along with the boosters, you can wait a little bit.
So that would be true whether you had Omicron or Delta.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
We get a lot of questions like this. In fact, I'm looking at the text line, and we have one of those shingles questions. Please ask the doctor what spacing there should be between a shingle shot and the second booster.
Yeah. So, you know, I tell people two things. You know, the shingle shot is a marathon. In other words, you're looking for protection for over the next 10 years. The COVID shot, obviously, is a sprint. We're trying to protect an infection right now. So whichever one you really want to make sure you're protected for. So you could take your COVID vaccine and, you know, 3 weeks, a month later, go ahead and start your shingles series. So certainly, if you're young, somewhat healthy, we're more concerned about COVID right now than we would be about shingles. But don't postpone it forever. Wait a couple of weeks, wait a month, and then go ahead and get that vaccine.
Let's talk about fish for a couple minutes now. Mostly people think this is a healthier alternative, but then you hear about, is it called swifish? A lot of people buy this lower cost, good tasting fish, and apparently there's good reason to avoid this. Tell us what's going on here.
Yeah, you know, and you did set that up right? We're talking about fish being a health food and how important it is to have fish in our diet, which we'll talk about. But you want to make sure that you have the right fish. So the swifish that you're talking about is foreign farm raised. So it's in Vietnam, in these ponds in Vietnam, where actually they're given antibiotics, they're given pesticides. There are some chemicals there as well because these ponds are not clean. Their goal is to raise as big a fish and as fat as fish as they possibly can. The more weight, obviously, the more money. But certainly these are not good for us when they're loaded with antibiotics. There's bacteria in there, so they're not the healthiest fish. That being said, I don't want to scare people away from fish because it's extremely important for our diet. Salmon, cod, trout, tuna, any of those are all very, very important. And the reason is that it gives us something called omega-3 fatty acids, which you've probably seen. And this is an essential fatty acid that we have to have in our diet. We don't take that in. That's why many doctors will recommend that you take a fish oil tablet if your diet is not heavy in fish or does not have enough fish. So it's very protective from our heart. It lowers triglycerides. It decreases inflammation. And again, it's a type of fat that we can't produce in our body, so we have to take it in our diet.
And swifish is often apparently mislabeled and sold as more expensive fish, like catfish, sole, grouper, and flounder. So how do you know what you're getting?
Yeah, I mean, that's when you come down to trusting where you're buying your food. Because like you said, not only is it mislabeled, a lot of this has gotten into the country illegally that the FDA has never even approved this or inspected it. So you have to be really careful and look for, you know, like right now, think about it. People with them, they're buying chicken or they're buying eggs. They want free range, antibiotic free. It's exactly what we're looking at. We're looking to take our proteins that we're getting and make sure they're as healthy as they possibly can. And we found that that is through nature, not through manufacturing, where we're going to give them antibiotics and things to fatten them up just to make higher weight. So certainly if you're looking for, you know, salmon, cod, trout, you want wild caught salmon, that's ideal. But certainly you want to make sure that you know the source of where you're getting your food. And again, that's going to come down to trusting where you're buying your food.
Doc, you're an avid golfer. Were you surprised that Tiger Woods even showed up at the Masters?
I was absolutely amazed. I mean, you talk about a stellar individual. Boy, he's got a lot of determination. And Dave and I talked about this in the past. You know, there was times where Tiger was thought to maybe be losing that leg, and would he walk again? And for him to go and play in the Masters was just unbelievable. And individuals who haven't been there, you can't imagine the elevation changes on that golf course. That is not an easy walk. And then with the rain, it was soft. You could see that he was hurting a little bit, but boy, I'll tell you, absolutely amazing that he even could walk it, nonetheless play it, nonetheless play to the capabilities that he did this week. Very proud of him.
Doc, how'd you like those shots by McIlroy and Morikawa on the 72nd hole?
You know, Dave, if you had a seat on the 18th hole yesterday, you saw quite a bit.
Unbelievable.
There. Oh, it was so. And you know what? It just shows those are two competitors, right? And highly competitive. But look at their friendships as well. You know, they're just hugging each other and laughing. Yeah, and yeah. It was pretty cool to watch those two shots.
Yeah, you guys have no excuses anymore. You're not feeling well and you're out golfing, all right?
Dave and I have plenty of excuses.
Yeah, there's always an excuse to be found.
Talk to you next Monday morning. Have a good one, Doc.
You got it. Take care, guys.